This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton, joined by Browns play-by-play announcer Jim Donovan. Jimmy, welcome.
Thank you, Jameer.
Well, Jimmy, the Browns wrap up the 2012 season on the road against the Steelers. This time around, we're going to see Big Ben. What are your thoughts?
It's amazing, that we see him and he comes in after a three-game losing streak. I mean, really, if you take a look at it, he's one of the real big reasons why they are not in contention now and eliminated from the playoff field. He has not been the Big Ben of old. He's been the bad Ben, really, a couple of times. He's had some key interceptions, but of course, he did not play here in that Browns win over the Steelers, and he's always had a great record against the Browns. He's only lost to them once. So I think that we'll get Big Ben at his best because I think he has never been a part of a losing season in Pittsburgh, and he wants to at least finish 500 with a win on Sunday.
Offensively for the Browns, we don't know if Brandon Weeden and Trent Richardson will be a go, but we do know that we'll see Troy Polamalu.
Absolutely, and that's been another big part of the Steelers is that he's been out more than he's been in, and that's been a problem the last couple of years. He's had some real significant injuries that have caused him to miss a lot of time. He is the heart and soul of that defense. I mean, I know they have great players, Woodley, James Harrison, Hampton, a lot of good players. He is a game changer.
And special teams-wise, Joshua Cribbs is definitely a game changer. We've seen him battle well against the Steelers, and I know I definitely want to see him do well against the Steelers this week.
Yeah, and I'll never forget that one kick return. You remember that one over at Heinz Field when he juggled the ball hit, he went back and he got it. He goes down the sideline and one of the most incredible returns I think I've ever seen. Not just a great Cribbs return, but I think that I've ever seen a guy go from absolute peril to turning it into a touchdown. And you're right, he's had some great games. I think you go back to that Thursday night game a few years ago when the Browns beat the Steelers and really cost them a playoff spot that year. That was a total Cribbs game. Remember, he ran the Wildcat a lot that day. The Steelers didn't want to tackle him on that frigid night in Cleveland, and I'd like to see him pop another big one over there in Heinz Field.
And just overall, Jimmy, it's the last game of the season. I ask you this every week. But what do you want to see from the Browns this week?
Well, I think the Browns are at a point where this would be a great game for them to get for a lot of reasons. It's another win in the division. It would be the first time that they would have swept the Steelers in a season since way back in 1988. That is a long time, my friends. So that would really be something. I think that sometimes the last game of the year is really your lasting taste as you go into the offseason. Why not have a good taste, have two wins over the season against Pittsburgh, get a win over there at Heinz Field, and go into the offseason that way? That would be the start of a very good new year.
Well, Jimmy, thank you very much for always breaking it down, and happy new year to you.
And to you too, Jameer.
Thank you. And Browns fans, this concludes the Cleveland Browns Report. For Jim Donovan, I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for watching.